When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. N-O-R-W-A-L-K, Norwalk.com, and click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I have to say that after yesterday and last night, it's a pretty decent morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, at least in the Bellevue area where we are, and a little bit of, teeny bit of blue sky and some clouds, high clouds, but at least it's dry. It was pretty stormy at my place last night, but it's bright and sunny here in the studio. And as always, across the table from me, Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this morning?
I am well. How about you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. Although we had quite a storm last night out at my place. I don't know how you fared in the Seattle area, but
it rained.
Yeah, it rained a lot. I had over an inch of rain in like 2 hours.
Yeah, so the city of Seattle gets shadowed a little bit, but the outlying areas, particularly the farther north you go, they got buried. They got a couple of inches of rain.
Yeah.
Bellingham was just deluged.
Oh, really? I'm northeast in the Monroe-Salton area, but well over an inch of rain in just a couple of hours, and some wind and limbs down and so forth. I have some cleanup to do when I get home. But certainly could have been worse, and it was nice to be able to come out this morning and have it be dry and be done.
You'll dry out for a couple of days.
I did hear your wonderful voice on the radio as I was driving in saying that it's actually going to get better as the day goes on.
Couple of nice days before the next system moves in. As I was looking out here, I'm just looking out at the foliage, and wow, it is really fall. I'll talk here for a little bit. But stick your head out and look across the Interstate 405 right at the intersection of I-90. And the trees that are there are clearly
gorgeous.
In full fall right now. And I did not get up. We talked last week about getting up in the mountains
to
full fall.
Yeah.
I did not get was it not able to get up this week. But maybe this week my granddaughter and I might head up to Cle Elum or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, and it's really some nice colors, too, here. It really is quite beautiful. I remember learning something years ago. I don't know quite where, but sometimes in other parts of the country or up in the past, the east side, the colors are more dramatic in the leaves, and you get deeper reds and all of that. And I remember at some point someone telling me that the color of the leaves depends on the dramatic change in the temperature.
It's the swing.
The swing, yeah. Yep. Is that correct?
Yep, that's what I've always heard.
Okay, all right.
And actually, leaves don't fall. They're actually projected. Something happens within the stem, and rather than fall, they actually shoot out. So I think that having the temperature swing and, you know, just maybe as temperatures rise, maybe things expand, and that's what causes it to propel itself. Yeah.
Learn something new every time here on Animal. You know what? And I think I can confirm that. And it answers a question that I didn't really know I had, but it's kind of been ruminating up there, because, you know, I live in the forest. But on my property, and Dr. Nels is here. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, everyone.
Officially welcome you, Dr. Nels has been out to my place, so he knows that there's big trees all around, the perimeter of my property, and some of them are deciduous, are big leaf maples, but especially the cottonwoods. And when I'm out there, like, throwing the frisbee for Robbie and stuff, it might not be windy at all, and all of a sudden these leaves shoot off the trees. And when there's no wind, they go fairly far out. And like I said, I didn't realize that I didn't really know why, but I've kind of always wondered, isn't that interesting? There's no wind, but...
I bet if you go on YouTube, you can probably search out a video that is a slow motion of watching leaves actually fall and
project
themselves.
Yeah. Well, I am really glad to know that, because I think I have personally witnessed... Well, I continue to personally witness that.
We do.
On a daily basis this time of year.
Well, we shouldn't be calling it fall. We should call it jump.
Jump.
There you go. Letting go.
Or being kicked out of the nest, so to speak.
Yeah.
Kind of like, because I have that the wild honeybee hive in the middle of one of my big, tall cottonwoods. And that's one of the sad parts of the summer going into fall for me. It's Mother Nature for them, but they kick out the drones. The drones don't get to winter over. And the drones, because it's really the lady bees that run the show from the queen, and the workers are all... I didn't realize until I started studying honeybees that the workers are all female. And the drones just hang out and breed, to make new bees. But so they don't waste their energy on them in the winter. And so when summer's going into winter, they just kick them out of the nest. I have witnessed that, and I'll, it's over kind of the dog yards. When I'm out playing with Robbie, there's these bees crawling around. And of course, I try to save them and move them out. And of course, I realize probably not doing them any favors because they're just going to die. But I just kind of asked that this year. I just really don't want to see this. You guys do your Mother Nature thing, and I bless you and all of that sort of stuff, but I really don't. And I didn't witness it this year, which is...
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so they spared me. Bless their little hearts. Anyway, I love my bees. All righty. And I just for the record, Mike, I'm still mowing as well as blowing. So with this strange weather, with the colder weather and the rain, but then it warms up and the sun comes out enough to get the grass growing. So I didn't get a break all summer long. Usually by, the end of midsummer, I'm going from once a week to every other week and then every 3 weeks or so, and there's a break. But I've been mowing every week all season long.
Yep, that's how it was at my place.
Really? And because you're up in Darrington, same thing with you?
Right.
Now, Mike, you're in Seattle, but you browned out early.
We were done real early.
Yep. Well, I guess he got the benefit, and we took
like I say, Seattle gets shadowed a lot. Where it rains in the outlying areas, for whatever reason, just we don't get the big deluges, unless it's just something, a huge storm that just moves in.
All right. Well, I suppose we should now. We know that it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday. Our best practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, is in the house, but it was a little premature because I haven't yet welcomed the other studio into the show, and in the other studio, all by himself today, getting ready to say hello to all of you, would be my personal fountain of youth. I'll share him with you, Dr. Nels, but that would be Prescott. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, love that voice. So glad you are here to cover the bases today. So anybody that calls in will be speaking with Prescott, and we might as well include you into the weather conversation here, because you're down in the South End, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Do you have a yard that you guys have to take care of?
Well, I mean, we should take care of it, but we really don't.
Doesn't mean you don't. So you're not out still mowing and blowing. You're just letting it go?
Oh, I never mow.
Well, how'd you get away with that? I mean, that was always my brother's job when my family growing up, is he always had to cut the grass and do all that sort of stuff.
I don't know. I'm just lucky.
Oh, okay. Okay. So did you guys have big rain and a storm last night?
We did.
Okay. So I guess it was all over the place.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you for being here. And it's just going to be a great day, huh?
Yeah.
And Prescott's going to be busy, so you will recognize his voice now when he answers the phone. Like I said, it is Best Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show once we get through a little bit of business here early. But we should have open phone. I mean, we should be taking phone calls. Certainly by the bottom of the hour, maybe a little before that. So if you are interested in having a free remote session with Dr. Nels, it would be a good idea to pick up your phones and get in the queue anytime. And just so everybody knows, Dr. Nels, why don't you just give us a little lowdown on
what's it all
about?
First thing is, if you call in, or when you call in, I will tune in and I'll find out whether it's you or your pet or both of you that might need some tuning up, because a lot of our stuff becomes our pet's stuff. So we need to deal with that in many cases.
Well, and that's, of course, I officially call that the human-to-animal transference,
right,
and teach a whole class about that. So,
yes, absolutely.
So if you call in about your animals, sometimes Dr. Nell says, oh, got to work on you first.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're off the hook and he can just go straight to the animal. But you actually work on humans as well as animals.
Yeah.
So it's fair game. We can deal with the human animal today as well as our animal friends.
That's right.
And you can call in. And you the bioenergetic synchronization technique in person is a light... hands-on.
Yeah, very light touch, hands-on kind of thing. But it turns out some years ago I learned that, the energetic part of this can be done from anywhere to anywhere, so long as I am able to get a good connection with that person. If I talk to someone on the phone or the radio, whatever, that is totally sufficient.
Or have a picture.
If I have a picture, that works well. So, yeah, there's definitely options for how this can be done. So I have clients on the East Coast and down in San Francisco and LA.
And we've had calls from all over the country and even from Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
And so forth. We had one from Hawaii not too long ago, I think, as I recall. But at any rate, it's kind of like telepathic, empathetic communication that I teach. Energetically, there's no issue with distance.
Right.
Can do this if someone's right in your physical presence with you, or they can be anywhere on the planet.
Right.
And as long as you can make the connection energetically.
Maybe off the planet, but I don't know people like that yet.
No doubt they're out there.
Yeah.
And anyway, so Dr. Nels will be taking your calls throughout the show and would be delighted to work on you and or your animal friends. I'll give you phone numbers now if you want to hang on. You might be hanging on for a little while as we get through business, because we technically haven't even started the show yet. You may not know that, but we haven't. But at any rate, you will, once you're on hold, you do hear the radio show in your ear. So if you... don't mind listening on the phone for a while, it's okay to call in now. If you're on a cell phone and concerned about battery length, then you might want to wait a few minutes until we get to the first advertiser break, and then it would be a good time to call in, because it'll be after we do take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour, and then we'll be taking phone calls. But I'll give you phone numbers now so you can jot them down. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. 5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show to, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see. We today have got a little bit of follow-up of some animals in the news stuff. Got one recall to tell you about. I'll shoot for doing current events as usual about 10:50 towards the end of the second hour today, but I often push it to the third hour if we're busy on the phones at that time. So, but sometime we in the end of the second hour, into the third hour, we will get to current events. We will do a missing link giveaway today if we have open phone lines for folks to call in, but you might want to just keep that in mind, because if you call in to have a remote session with Dr. Nels and you'd like the missing link, you could let Prescott know that you'd like it. And if it hasn't been scooped up already, he'll let us know and we'll give you the missing link. So we'll just kind of wing it today as when the giveaway is. And the only stipulations or rules are, and Mr. and Mrs. KKNW are pretty strict about this, you have to be 18 or older to win, and you can't have won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days. Then, fair game, you can claim any of the varieties of the missing link that we will send to your home, other than the horse variety. We don't give that away, but any of the three dog varieties, the cat variety, the vegetarian wellness blend, the bird or poultry blends, we would be delighted to give to you. So, let's see. I think before we go on to the rest of the business, we ought to officially start the show. You think?
Yes.
I think so. All right. And in case you are new to Animal World, just joining us, you don't know, we officially start the show every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And we have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us humans. After all, it is Sunday, so it's kind of appropriate. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'm ready to go here. We're going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then, now we are on to the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And this is something that we as the Ananda organization group have been doing for quite some time now. And if you haven't heard me say before, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And with hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing this peace initiative affirmations around the world on a daily basis multiple times, it certainly is making a positive difference. So if you would like to join in, there are two affirmations that they have kind of tweaked Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer for this Worldwide Peace Initiative. There are two affirmations. The first one, if you do this at home yourself, it's requested that you do it up to five times a day, but you do whatever you can do. The first affirmation you do for 1 minute, which is 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And the second affirmation you do twice. And on the radio here, we do the radio version and do each affirmation three times. And here's how it works. I will say them out loud, and you can, if you are in a position and want to say them with me out loud, wherever you are, you're welcome to do that. If you'd like to say them silently in your head with me, that's great. You can do that too. And if you don't want to participate at all, that's also great. This is totally up to you. And I'm delighted to say that, especially I was in an event this week, I'll tell you about in a moment, but heard from listeners at the event how much they enjoy the prayers and the Peace and Harmony initiative that we do to start the show every week, and that they are doing it themselves at home. So that's really neat. All right, the first affirmation, you repeat it with me out loud. We will do it three times. It's first for the world, and it's second for me. All right, here we go. Lord, Fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Well, there we go. We are official.
All right.
All right. So, let's see. Oh, I want to say, let's start off with Facebook. You, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that immensely. And that way, all the great animal stuff I post all week will come up on your timeline. You won't miss anything. And there's some good stuff to check out because I was on a posting spree last night. I was a little bored with the vet shows I was watching, so I was doing Facebook at the same time. I am a Gemini. I intend to do more than sometimes more than one thing at a time. And but to start with, if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, the first picture is Dr. Nels, and you get to see Prescott. I believe Prescott, is this the first picture we've taken of you? No, the second one. Okay, second time. So, but if you've missed Prescott and you would like to see my personal fountain of youth, you'll be able to see him next to Dr. Nels. Hey, there he is. See, I just get a little tired. I just connect with Prescott's energy, because after all, I mean, with that big voice, he's a teenager, so he brings the wonderful youthful energy. So if you'd like to see our handsome Prescott, you check it out on Facebook. He's there with Dr. Nels in the studio getting ready for the show. And then just below that is a picture from the event I was at Wednesday evening, which I went into Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park for the book signing for Vicki Draper, who is our latest member of the Animal World family of advertisers. And since I wrote the foreword for her book, of course, was invited to the book signing. And her book, if you haven't heard about it, is wonderful. It's called Bridging True Love, Connection, and Healing Between You and Your Animals by Vicki Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R. And by the way, they have a few copies at Lake Forest Park that Vicki personally autographed. So if you want to get an autographed copy, you can drop by the Lake Forest Park Third Place Books. And I think they have them up by the counter. But it was a great little event. We had a good time. And there's a photograph of Vicki and I at the event is on the Animal World Facebook page. And I believe that Rhonda from Indigo Dog, my webmaster, has put the picture up on current events as well with Vicki's events that are listed there. And the book is really a wonderful, it's a process. It came out of, I think, an eight-week class or something that she does. And it is a process that you go through to make this connection and healing connection with your animal friends, and it really is a wonderful book, and could be and it's you know, a self-help for you and your animals, and I definitely recommend it. All right, then. We have, well, let's see, a follow-up from Animal TV last night. I was surprised because I didn't turn on the TV until about 8:30, and usually I'm on at 8 o'clock because of all the good animal programming on Animal Planet or National Geographic Channel. But I was a little late turning on because I'm not wild about some of the shows that are on right now. But I was surprised to see my favorite guy, Jackson Galaxy, my favorite feline behaviorist, show on. So I only caught the last half, but I didn't get any emails. Got several emails from Jackson, because I'm on the email list, and there was nothing about the show starting up again because it's been on hiatus. But it's either a show I missed, which I don't think I've missed any, but apparently I either missed one or it was a new one that he didn't tell us about, because I had not seen it before, and it was really very good. So if it aired at 8 o'clock on Animal Planet last night, and I'm sure you can see it again on Animal Planet or on demand or something, but it was really an excellent show. And then the Dr. D, the veterinarian in Alaska, I really like her, and I like that show. And then they have a new show airing at 9, and the new episode's at 10 p.m. on Saturday evening. It's called Life at Vet U. And so it's a show and veterinary students and the process they're going through. So it's a interesting thing to learn about that sort of stuff. But I just have to say it has not captured my attention in the same way that like Dr. Jeff and the incredible Dr. Pohl, you know, my two favorite vet shows. And then Dr. D comes in there as number three. But they did have an interesting segment last night on the Life at Vet U, the new show, which aired at 10. That'll probably repeat at 9 next week. At least that seems to be their pattern. Wherever they are at this vet university, these vet students, there is a animal training program and facility there, and one of the vet students is very involved in that and training dogs. So it was real interesting to see their feature on that. And they had an ovarian cancer sniffing dog and so it was a good show last night until it lost my attention and I went to Facebook. So there you go. That's my animal TV report. Should we get the bad news over with first? Yeah. All right. Let's do the recall. Oh, love that music. Okay, Mars Pet Care announces voluntary recall of a limited number of Caesar Classics dog food. Now, of course, this is grocery store food that I don't recommend, but I know a lot of folks feed it. So all the details on the truthaboutpetfood.com under recalls, but it is the Classics Filet Mignon flavor product for dogs. And there are two batches and two lot codes. So if... It doesn't say anywhere in the press release where this food is distributed, so I'm assuming it's distributed all over the country, and it would just depend on if you got the right batch. But it's the Caesar Classics Filet Mignon flavor, and there are two lot codes. I'm not going to give you those lot codes. You can, if you do feed this food and you want the lot codes, give Prescott a call, and he can come in and grab the sheet from me and give them to you. Otherwise, you can go to truthaboutpetfood.com, click on recalls, and it's the first one at the top of the list. All righty. I just looked at the clock and realized that we're a little behind schedule, so let's take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour and open the phone lines, because we've just got a couple of good news announcements here when we continue, and then we'll be ready for phone calls. And right now, the phones are wide open. So if you'd like a remote session with Dr. Nels, pick up your phone now. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Alrighty, pick up your phones because we need somebody to talk to, and we're going to take care of our advertisers, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's darcypariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the middle of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. And we've got a couple of open lines for you if you'd like to call in for a free remote session. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you heard talk about Dr. Nels and his healing ministry during the break there. And if you want to check it out, go to www.nelshealingministry.com and click on the testimonials. And you'd be really impressed. There's a number of videos. I don't know how many anymore, but mostly dachshunds and corgis.
Well, yeah, there's, yeah.
And some other ones, some other breeds as well. But paralyzed, like from the really miraculous ones, paralyzed from the waist down, and no drugs, no surgery, like 4 to 7 treatments later with Dr. Nels, and they're up and walking and running again, and it's quite miraculous.
And I've got a bunch of new videos in the pipeline from that have not been
Uploaded yet?
Yeah, haven't been uploaded yet. Part of that is my website is, there's some construction issues. I have a man in India working on it right now.
Really?
And anyway, hopefully we'll get that all sorted out. But it is up. You can see what's going on. But yeah, there's a few things that need to happen before I feel like I'm ready to start really promoting more videos through that.
All right, super, super. But check him out. He is amazing, and he's here today, and he's free on the air. And I just want to say, you also heard about Darcy Pariso, our wonderful animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master. She is here every other month reading for you and your animal friends. You can also reach her at Darcy Pariso, Paris with an O, darcypariso.com. And, of course, our wonderful harmonic energetic shifting practitioners, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And the good news is they'll be in the studio with us next Sunday for doing free remote treatments. And It seems to work really well for Dr. Turnell's to work on you and your animal friends first, get everything back together, and then they come in and clean up all the stuff all out there in the field and so forth. But quite amazing, and it seems to be a great combination. So hopefully you'll join us next week as well. All right, I promised you a couple of good news announcements here. Just a follow-up here on last Sunday's Seattle Humane Walk for the Animals. It was at Green Lake, and apparently they had 700 animal lovers
and their pets,
you know, gather for this 14th annual walk, and they earned a whopping $90,000 to help the animals. They're hoping to bridge the gap over the next few days because donations continue to come in this week, and they want to reach their goal of $140,000. And of course, you know, all of the money benefits the animals and the work at Seattle Humane. The other thing I just wanted to tell you about, got a wonderful press release, and telling you this because I know I've heard that online petitions don't always accomplish much. And I remember something coming out a while ago saying, yeah, don't bother. But I'm just here to tell you that in many cases, they do make a huge difference. So I say sign them because press release, you did it. California just signed the Blackfish Bill into law and banned SeaWorld and other companies from imprisoning orcas for profit. So that is really huge news. And they say this only happened because you voiced your opposition. We took your signatures to this California legislature. 1.7 million signatures they got. And we're some of those signatures because I posted them all and I signed, and I know a lot of you signed. And their petition, it says here, our petition was specifically cited by the bill sponsor, all to massive media attention. And so that's really great. Now SeaWorld had come out about ending their orca program, but this is, like they say, icing on the cake, and the bill is now official in California, and let's hope it spreads all over the country and the planet. Get these, and maybe we can even get Lolita home. You never know. So anyway, I say sign those petitions because here is an example of how they 1.7 million signatures on
there. That's tremendous.
That's amazing, isn't it? And it made a difference, and it came up in the legislative session, and was referred to by the one presenting. It really is quite amazing, and so take some good credit for that. Woohoo! Okay, that covers my good news. And I believe that we are now ready to get to the phones. Are you ready, Dr. Nellis?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's head to Bothell. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nellis.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
We should just give you a regular phone line, I think, because
probably.
All right. So I know you're calling in about your. We did work on your beloved kitty friend for quite some time, but I think you're calling in about yourself again, here, huh?
Yeah, I still have tingling in my face, and I was wondering if there's any more work that could be done on it by Dr. Nell.
Well, let's see what I find out here.
And then the tingling in your face is on all over your face or on one side or the other?
It's on the left side, and I think it has to do with my neck.
Yeah, because let's see, didn't Jude and Paul, the last time they were on?
Yeah.
Dan, seems to me you felt something when they were working on you. Did you notice any difference after that?
I think I noticed it not happening as often.
Okay.
But now it is again.
It is again. Okay.
Yes.
And did they mention they picked up something in your neck as well?
I think so.
I think they did. So anyway, Dr. Nellis, are you tuning in?
Yeah,
I
tuned in
here?
And what I found is the first thing we need to do is work with the feeling of trust. And usually when that comes up first, as opposed to, say, a negative feeling, is it means that trust has become associated with a negative response, a negative event in your life, so that now the feeling of trust actually brings up a stress response in your body. So we need to disconnect that positive, wonderful feeling of trust from that stress response, and I have just the way to do that.
Hey, I knew we could count on you.
So here's what we're going to do. Well, with your eyes closed, Sue, you're going to be looking up to the right, and you're going to take a slow, deep breath and hold it for about 3 seconds. And then when you've done that, you'll slowly breathe out, hold it out about 3 seconds, and keep that slow, controlled breathing going. And then while you're looking up to the right, you'll be thinking trust and the number 6. And I'm touching points above your eyebrows and monitoring when the energy shifts.
All right, Sue. So you're closing your eyes, looking up to the right, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 6.
All right, good. I just got a good sharp intake of breath as the pulses synchronize, so you can open your eyes, Sue.
This is good for everybody to pay attention here, too, because Sue has done this a number of times, so she knows the drill. But if you're calling in for the first time and you haven't done it, and we, you know, with the animals, of course, we can't have them close their eyes and do stuff.
Right.
Dr. Nails just works on them. But if he's working on you as a human, pay attention to the process, because you'll go through the same thing.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're essentially resetting a what you could call a fight-flight response that your body made in a time when you were, in this case, Sue was feeling trust and then got blindsided by something. And the result was now trust becomes a negative issue. Well, we're working on getting that to be okay by cleaning up this connection to a negative event, or an event that was judged as negative might be a better way to put it. Now, Sue, I'm going to have you think again about this tingling on this, you know, on your face and what you're experiencing there. Okay, and I'm not getting no weak muscle test here. So what I'm going to do is I want you to now think about something else in your day-to-day life that's on your mind all the time, and let me know when you have that on your mind.
Okay.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you can work on that one.
Yeah, and so we're going to work with that, and let me find the feeling here. And the feeling of pride comes up, and that's on the negative side, so we'll see about the positive now. And we're going to go back, we're going to go back to the feeling of trust. And so there's some connection with a negative feeling of pride on your part, and we need to transmute that into the positive feeling of trust. So again, we'll find out what we do with it. Okay, so this time with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right. You'll be doing that same slow, controlled breathing, and you'll think trust and the number 6.
All right. Close your eyes. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 6. And for those of you that sometimes Dr. Nails will get that you need to hold your breath as opposed to the slow, controlled breathing. But I call it square breathing. And so for those of you that may not know what it's all about, what you do is you breathe, you inhale for, say, 4 counts, you hold for 4 counts, you exhale for 4 counts, you hold out for 4 counts. So it's balanced square breathing, or circular breathing, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're talking about. So eyes closed, looking down to the right. You got it?
Yep, we got it.
Excellent.
So Sue, you can have your eyes open again, and then think about that thing that's on your mind all the time. And
well, that's strong
now. My muscle test is strong.
So Dr. Nails is, I think, checking to see if there's anything else you need to do.
And I am
right?
getting more.
You are getting more. All right, Sue. So
yeah, so we're going in deep here.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
Sue,
good.
Yeah.
And this is another example of why if you've got an issue and it's not fully resolved, to call in every time because you could go deeper.
Deeper. Yeah, absolutely. So Sue, I want you to think of something else that's on your mind a lot, and let me know when you have that in mind.
Got something, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now it's not the thing that I'm looking for. So I did get an insight. I don't know if you've thought about it yet, but think about your kitty that we used to work with.
Okay.
Nope, that's it.
Yep,
there we go.
So, there's still some feelings around that we need to transmute into a positive state for you. So let me find out what it is. Okay, and again, we're getting the feeling of pride and trust, so we're going to stay with this pattern, which is good, because sticking with the same pattern, we get to go deeper on it. And
excellent.
We'll find out what to do here. Okay, I'm moving my contacts, but you are going to do the same thing as last time. Eyes closed, looking down to the right. Do the controlled breathing and think trust and the number 6.
So closed eyes, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 6.
And it's starting to come in here. Just keep going with that a little bit longer.
Wonderful.
Here we go. Good. And I got my big intake of breath, always a sign that the connection's being made. So you can have your eyes open again, Sue, and think again about your kitty. Okay. Good, strong test.
So now we see if you're done for this session.
You know, here's what we're going to do. Let's try, I'm going to try some experimentation to see if we get anything else that comes up. So, Sue, I want you to touch the side of your face that doesn't seem to have so much of a problem, okay?
That's the right side.
Okay.
Okay, so touch the right side of your face.
Okay, nothing's there.
Nothing there.
So now touch the other side of your face and, you know, kind of drag your finger along. Okay, and I'm not getting anything there. And now what I want you to do is turn your head so you're looking as far to the right as you can. Okay,
oops, there
now
we go.
That reacted. So you can go ahead and put your head on straight, so to speak, and I'll find out what we need to do with that. Okay, and we're sticking with the same pattern we've been working with, so let me find out what our contacts are.
And the contacts are, is that that's where you place your fingers on the surrogate body that you're dealing with.
Right. So, yeah. So, I'm in this case, we're going above the eyebrows where we started. But this time, you're going to be doing what you've been doing the last couple of times, which is eyes closed, looking down to the right, and controlling your breathing. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 6.
So, closed eyes, looking down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking trust, and the number 6. Interesting how the procedure has stayed the same for all of these points.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Oh, good, Sue. You can breathe normally again, and I'll have you thinking we had you turn your head to the right. So turn your head to the right. Okay, that's working. Turn your head all the way to the left. And that's working.
Good.
So, see, I don't get anything else that we need to do right now.
All right, okay. Sue. So that's a lot for you. Any special instructions for Sue?
Yes. The feeling of trust is big. And now that we've cleared out the negative connections, what you want to do is you want to be touching yourself over your heart center and, you know, getting into really feeling this sense of trust in a higher power and that. You know, everything's working out okay as it's supposed to, that things are okay with, I believe it was Jasper, is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that just get that sense of trust and really walk around in your day with that. Remind yourself to keep feeling that feeling of trust, and that'll help your body to really relax into that positive feeling and should help with a lot of different areas in your life, including your neck.
I just got a flash in. I got the sense that it might be helpful for Sue to call in the next time Darcy's on the show. That would be the second Sunday of November.
Right.
And let Darcy connect you, Sue, with Jasper.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that feel...
That feels good.
Yeah, I think that feels good, too. So maybe we can follow up with this and resolve anything that might be remaining concern-wise. But so you call in when Darcy's on, second Sunday of November, okay, Sue? And it's okay to call in next week and let us know how you're doing this week, and let's have Jude and Paul do their thing again, because we'll get this all worked out sooner or later.
Wonderful.
All righty, Sue. thanks
so
for
much.
Calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sue.
All right, we are going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. We've got Jude and Jackie. Hold on to your phone lines. And Jude, please hold on. I think we get to work on a tree. Oh, cool. Yeah, so anyway, I'm looking forward to that. We got to take care of our advertisers, because without them, there's no us. We need to stay on the air. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead with Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food has been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with all human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They figured out a way and perfected it to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it up. Mix up your animal friend food, add a little of the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for just about everything in an animal suit. Three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, the senior formula that has the New Zealand green mussel in it. There is a cat formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other little house critters as well, like guinea pigs, rabbits, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, and there's a poultry formula, as well as a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here at Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I just learned something new.
Yay.
Oh, this is so exciting. And I do that affirmation all the time during the day. You know, everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. So it just makes everything work out better. And we have a little problem in the studio here in that when you guys email us, it does come into the studio here and Mike gets it on his screen. But in order for me to get it, he prints it out and, you know, and hands me a physical copy of it. Well, our printer's down today. So email came in. And so Mike says, well, just, you know, put it, bring it up on your phone. Well, you know, Miss Technology here says, say what? I've never done that before. How do I do that? And Mike just talked me through it. And lo and behold, by golly, it worked.
You got mail.
Yeah, I did. But okay, so whoever sent the email, I've got it now on my phone, but I can't read and talk and do this at the same time. So let's go ahead and get to our next caller, and I'll get to this email at the top of the hour, and we'll get to whatever that is. So let's go to Everett and welcome Jude. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jude. Is that you, Jude?
That's me.
Well, hey.
I was flashing that was probably the real Jude.
It is the real Jude. So, okay. So that's Jude of Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And, of course, your ears should have been burning because we've been talking about you. Earlier in the hour,
favorably, of course.
Yeah. Talking about you, that you're in next week and on all of that good stuff. So, are you calling? Is this true? Are you calling about a tree?
No, I'm calling about Gidney.
Oh, Gidney. Okay. Well, that's
sorry
well,
about that. I know you were looking forward to working on a tree.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that tree
came really
from.
I was really working out here trying to figure that out, but that's okay. We can move on to...
Well, yeah, because you have a kitty named Gidney.
Yes. She's 15 years old and has been, you know, in generally pretty good health. She has, over the last couple, maybe two or three years, had an occasional, like once a year, little urinary tract thing that flares up, and we give her extra harmonic treatments and some homeopathic remedy, and it usually goes away. So she has this sort of show up at about the same time as we were playing with a little bit of a hairball thing. So she's been kind of off eating, and we talked to Dr. Doug, who gave us the recommendation for a homeopathic remedy, which we gave her, and we talked to him Friday. We were supposed to give it to her as 3 doses and then not do any more homeopathics for a couple days. And we've been doing, she gets kind of regular tuning fork stuff for balancing, but been doing a little extra, and she hasn't turned around. She's actually not eaten more than a couple of bites over the last 2 or 3 days, and she's been in the cat box a lot, but not much coming out, and she's generally a little bit less herself, although this morning she was definitely seeming more lethargic and not talking to us, and Paul did a little energy work on her, and she seems a little better right now. But I looked into the field and asked what should happen, and Dr. Nels showed up. So
okay, well,
it's always nice when they're divinely guided to call in. Yeah,
all
here
right,
we
well,
go.
Great, great.
So Gidney is 15, and as I recall, Jude, she's got a short hair, sort of grayish.
No, she's a Torby. So Torby, she's kind of orange and brown and black and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right, good. All right, well, reminds me of my old princess back years ago. she was called Tenderfoot. But anyway, we go.
Oh, that's right. You've mentioned her before.
Yeah. So what I found, actually, Jude, is first I have to clear something in your field around the feeling of devotion. and and you know, a stress response related.
Now I'm
to
wondering. Hopefully you've got time, Jude, because we're right up against the top of the hour. So I'm thinking, if Jude, if you can hold on, we need to close out this hour, fire up the next one, and then we'll have plenty of time to address this. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. So Jude's on hold, and Jackie and Raul, hold on to your lines. We'll be getting to you as well. We're closing out hour number one, firing up hour number two. So stay right where you are. It is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and free remotes for you or your animal friends right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Stay tuned. We'll be back very shortly.